Yeah, you want to get it right up in there. There we go.
Mics are alive. They are living.
Alive.
Alive.
He's alive. He's alive.
And here we are.
He's alive.
Cool. This is cool. I just magically stumbled into this situation.
You have.
Most definitely. That's really how it should work. It's just kind of an Alice in Wonderland opportunity.
Hey, you guy, want to be on a podcast?
You, boy on the street, join us for a recording.
Okay.
Why, it's Christmas, sir.
God bless us, everyone.
Go and get me the biggest raspberry tea in the shop window and bring it over.
Bring it to Bob Cratchit.
Fetch me a tea, boy.
For he needs the diuretics. It's that or the leeches.
Awesome.
But seriously, that's some good raspberry tea.
Yeah. Probably not nearly as good as my ginger ale.
Well, ginger ale is very tasty. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know. You guys had me at Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I figured it finally is October, though it took me, 9 days to realize it for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was still September for a good 5 days.
Oh.
I knew.
Well, you have to know.
Yeah, that's my birth month.
Same here.
Well.
Hey, cool.
My birthday's next week, so.
Nice.
I was just saying, in terms of profession as well, most people probably ask you, oh, it's a 10, what is it?
Whenever
they're filling out things.
That is also true. Yes.
10-8.
Yep, it's the 8th today. All day long.
Didn't change. Nope. Still the 8th. Wow.
A little.
I heard. Does anyone else hear that?
All I heard was your refrigerator kicking on.
Sorry, it sounded like somebody was like playing something with a lot of bass before. I wasn't sure if it was a car that was sitting outside or something. So
I didn't hear anything myself.
I did hear a little bit of a low frequency, but I wasn't sure what that was.
But now it's gone, so it's okay.
Cool. Yeah. Interesting.
So the one thing I came up with on the fly for a mic check question would be, since everyone here has been, is, or, well, that covers both, has been or is a musician, first instrument or first bombing performance? Cause,
bombing performance?
Well, I mean, you know, there's that first concert where
you're...
Because I can distinctly remember...
Like a terrible one that you've done?
A terrible one where it sticks out so much in my memory. It's... more of a singing thing where for elementary school, did you guys have to do like a musical performance of some sort eventually during the year?
Yep.
And absolutely.
It is kind of like a play. Yeah, and it always had a message of friendship as the overarching with a little bit of like, I want to say ours got rid of a lot of racial tensions by showing that everyone was just the same, but using metaphors like color crayons and animals
and blood.
Oh yeah, or sometimes they were Dr. Seuss themed, or have you?
Ours was a very public domain. It was the animals of the forest, or all of the crayons in the box. Very, very generic. But the embarrassing thing is, I had to learn as a third grader to tango and sing this very flamboyant song because I was in the Red Hot Romeo scene. For our crayons, where we all were wearing all red with the turtlenecks and the sweatpants. Very classy.
Awesome. Sweatpants, yes.
And my buddy Zane was playing the role of Red Hot Romeo, and we had to sing this song to a salsa kind of...
Zane Alejandro?
Yeah. a very Latin beat while we all danced the tango as third graders who don't understand what his innuendos all associate with. And we all had to sing, and it was just that awful garbled no one's on because everyone's also trying to do something physical at the same time.
Yeah, this doesn't really work. Yeah, I think those early performances, no matter like what, they're all just crazy. I remember when I was in fifth grade, I don't even remember what the theme was. I think we had songs about food or something. And I was like the featured soloist on this song, Pizza Love. And it was mostly...
Pizza Love.
I still got that.
It was mostly because at that time, like, I think I was one of the first people whose voice had dropped. And, like, I auditioned. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to be the star or something. And I came in during lunch to go to music class. And my teacher was like, oh, yeah, you, I found out you actually can sing. I remember when you first came here in third grade, like, I just thought you couldn't sing at all, but found out your voice is actually just two octaves lower than everyone else's. So I was like, oh. But so then I had to have, like, I think my solo was, like, at the end of the song. I was like, I've got pizza love.
Oh, something. Yeah. It, you got to cap the song, essentially.
Yeah, and, like, everyone went nuts in the crowd. It was all these parents and grandparents like, oh, my God, so cute.
He's an early bloomer.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Oh, God.
Well, I remember my first notable choir experience in elementary school. I had a solo about it was a song about mosquitoes because we live in Minnesota and
why not?
Yeah,
the state bird.
But it, exactly right, Jack. Actually, my solo was basically defending the mosquito, and the punchline at the end of my little solo line was that it's our state bird.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. God, yeah. Die honestly. I don't really remember choir stuff.
Well, I mean, first early instrument is totally fair game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, you know, band started ever so slightly after the awkward musical performance phase.
Very true.
My very first instrument that I got lessons on, I was, I believe, 4 or 5 years old. And a guy came around lugging a big old wheeled accordion, selling accordion lessons, knocking door to door.
Wow.
So sure enough, my parents were like, okay, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, my first lessons were on an accordion, which was probably about the same size and if not heavier than my actual body weight.
I was going to say, it's like, it's just you standing next to it, kind of like pulling it up and down.
Yeah, it was, I don't remember it, but that was the very first instrument was the accordion. So ladies, watch out.
Okay, how many lessons?
Because,
I mean, if he's going door to door, I have to wonder if there was a lot of repeat.
I think I probably for like 4 or 5 months, I think.
Oh,
originally.
Wow. More than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, we kept it going for a little while, but I mean, we were poor too. We didn't have much money. So after a while, it's just like, well, don't really see an accordion future for you, but it was fun when it lasted. So,
I mean, if you would have stayed in Iowa. Corny instrument, corny state.
Hey.
Go to all the polkas.
It's true. I mean, you know, there's probably a pretty decent demand for it now, I suppose. If I were to try and find gigs, you know, the nursing homes or something like that.
Or you could do the
no,
the guy from Mary Poppins thing where you play the accordion and get a drum on your back at the same time, a couple cymbals.
One man band.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could do that. Perfect. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Done.
Problem solved.
Have like a bike horn on your shoulder so you can go and all that.
Can I have a spinny bow tie that goes?
Absolutely.
But perfect. It has to be made of like the old Nerf football so that spinning at different degrees actually makes it different pitches for you.
Oh, yeah. Like the howler. Those Vortex footballs.
Vortex.
Oh, the good old days.
It's Nerf or nothing.
I was also remembering my first musical experience. As Elmer Crumb, the apple farmer, in the Minnetonka Middle School West production of Groovy back in 7th grade. And it was...
I don't know where to go with that.
It was really
There's just no
something.
Way to riff.
It's like,
apple farmer Groovy.
I sang the first part of Home on the Range.
Nice.
And...
I was trying to think of like something about fermented apple juice, but
yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it was a thing that happened.
Totally real.
Yeah.
In the before time, you could say.
Yep.
See, going back to Cody's story, I remember in 5th grade auditioning for choir for 6th grade and making sure during my audition to sing as low as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. My placement, sopranos.
Yes.
Totally backfired on me completely because I really had a high voice.
I did too. That I was kind of the opposite of Cody. I was a later bloomer. So, and then my choir teacher decided that I needed to stay on the high tenor stuff for forever. But now, at this point in time, I'm a baritone in the University of Minnesota choir. So take that, high school choir teacher.
Well, you can still sing pretty high though, man. Like, I mean, I'm technically a baritone now too, and I can I mean, I know you can definitely sing higher than I can. So
it's true.
Without falsetto.
It's just so much easier for me to just kind of sit in that not very low range, not very high range, just kind of coast through choir rehearsal. It's nice. It's pleasant. It's an hour and a half rehearsal. Gets kind of long. 3 days a week.
Yeah. Man.
I know.
That's longer than what we were doing at Luther.
I know. And we only get one credit for it. It's ridiculous.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Choir in college, though, is always way better than choir in high school. I mean, you know, one, people just want to be there, but two, like, there's generally enough people to fill out each part, so you're not switching around, going from tenor one to bass to sometimes an alto.
Just sometimes. If you could do that, more power to you.
Yeah. Well, I was, Dan and I were lucky enough to be in a pretty awesome,
decent,
high school choir program, so.
Though it was one of those things where basically more or less any guy who auditioned got into concert choir, as I found out because I didn't really try that hard, and lo and behold. But then there were gaggles of girls who were very angry because there was so much more competition on their side for a limited number of spots. So people would be put to, what was the second tier? It was,
something girly.
Something girly land choir.
Yeah, where it was like...
You weren't just...
Rows upon rows upon rows of girls who, you know,
were
either
older than
underclassmen
or
not quite...
There yet.
There to concert choir level yet. And so, but then it was basically like... The guys kind of did their time in the varsity choir and then...
Or just randomly showed up because somebody said to audition.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, we need guys in choir. It's like, that's how there are girls there. I like this plan.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty much how they did it for Norseman at Luther College. Just like, you know, roommate, have him come down. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, that was pretty awesome.
The more the merrier.
Pretty much. 90 guys later.
Yeah.
All in tuxes.
It was pretty much 90 guys later. Yeah, we got like so many tuxes.
Yeah, it's huge. And then those shoes were perfect for sledding.
Do you remember? Yeah, that sidewalk hill right near Ilvi. Yeah.
This is like probably a good 500-600 feet of just sidewalk going down.
Yeah.
You get that covered with snow on these shoes that had absolutely no traction. You could pretty much go down the entire way.
Yeah. The Norseman shoes were basically made of plastic.
Yeah.
And you could just go.
You could just keep going and going and going. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. In your tux.
And your tux.
But if you had a center of gravity, which I'm pretty sure I'd lost somewhere, because I try to do that slide anywhere, anytime, and I go down.
Just, oh, yeah.
I hear that.
True.
The world catches up with me very quickly.
It's like, oh, hello, world. I missed you.
The world all of a sudden decides it wants to give you a hug. And it's violent.
In the face.
It's a very violent hug. Oh, it's not very warm.
You're the one wearing nothing, essentially.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's nice outside. I mean, it's just the cement's probably a little cold. I don't plan on hugging the cement. My God's. Plus, who doesn't want to wear it? You know, a rent robe, John Stockton jersey.
In October.
Is that your only jazz jersey?
No, I got two other Karl Malone ones.
Okay, because I know like every Facebook picture of you pretty much has that.
I'd like to see you prove that.
The last like few I've seen on my wall have been you like doing a selfie with a jazz jersey on.
What? No, I haven't done a selfie with it. Wait. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I did. I take the selfie? I don't remember. Whatever.
It's pretty close for someone else to take it.
Maybe someone was close to me.
Hey, will you get really close to me and take my picture in this Utah jersey?
You get uncomfortably close.
Jersey, yes. I don't. Is it Utah?
Yes.
Okay.
Salt Lake City, Utah Jazz.
Yeah, okay.
So ironic. Weird state that just...
Oh, yeah, has no legs. Yeah. Well, wait. Well, I mean, you got the Great Salt Lake, but...
No, I mean, just
the
like...
Jazz. That's what you're talking about, duh. Because it went from the New Orleans jazz...
Exactly. To
and Mormons hate jazz.
Right. Mormons do hate... They hate creative self-expression.
It's in that book right there. Right?
Except for basketball.
Yeah, they do like their was it Jimmer Fredette or whatever his name is? There's, I don't know, some, yeah.
Yeah. Last week we were watching a YouTube video of a couple of, you know,
missionaries,
door-to-door missionary Mormons who
were
like in their white shirts and ties schooling a bunch of guys on,
you were close,
on the streets.
It was a jersey.
Yep.
But it doesn't look like it's the Jazz. It's just the right tone.
I've seen another one. He has like a beer in his hand.
A beer?
Let's see. That's a cat, not a beer. That's,
it's a cat.
No.
Maybe. No. Maybe it's a beer. Maybe it's something else.
Ha.
Hat. Ha. Light fixture. Cat. Lightsaber.
Lots of cat.
Coffee.
Cats.
Maybe it was the coffee. Maybe it was the coffee.
No, his leather jacket.
No.
Leather jackets
there was
and coffee.
A That's jazz jersey on right there. Under the leather jacket.
It could be.
Maybe.
It could be. Fashion over function, I guess.
I'm just going strictly on profile photos.
It might be.
It might be a wall photo or a mobile upload.
You know. Photos of Jack.
I do love my cat.
Let's see. X-Men. Beer, but not the right jazz?
Jazz?
No, just purple.
Jazz?
No, all right. Maybe that was it.
I win.
Hawaii. No.
I will say
that. But there was one that looks a lot like that one.
It's true. Uh-huh. I do enjoy the tank tops.
Who doesn't? Enjoy them.
I got them. The chest hair to show off. It's fun.
I like my sleeves. I like my short sleeves and my long sleeves. And my baseball shirt sleeves.
Yeah, three-quarter sleeves.
Yeah, three-quarter sleeves are where it's at.
Yeah.
I wish I had more of those.
I wore a sweater vest today. So kind of a little bit of both.
Yes. Sweater vest.
Because it was cold enough to wear the long sleeve as well. But
true. Very, very true.
Had to be done. So how's everything sounding?
Sounding good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, if anyone wants another beverage or wants to use the